Who?
Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Yana, did we figure it out?
So there's a different problem, which is that something's wrong with the database 2. I'm not able to access the automations on database 2.
That's why I was like, because I know when Judah was searching, it was like 2 out of I don't know how many, and I was like, where are all the rest of these automations?
No. Although I could see all the automations on sheet 1, and it's the same amount of automations. So, but the problem here is that I can't access the database 2 automations at all. So I'm just waiting for it to try to load again. Oh, okay, finally I got through. Hold on. Sort by last run. Alert. Changes cell. All right, it'll probably be here. Ooh, there's a lot of them here. Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay.
I mean, it's not a 911.
No. I want to do it now, even though I have 12 minutes. But okay, so we've got a lot. Record a date, alert someone, clear a cell. Record a date, alert someone, alert someone, assign people, alert someone, record a date, change a cell. This might be it. So we have a need staffing automation. When you turn staffing status to need staffing, it changes the cell value to need staffing. One of the big problems with these automations are they weren't put the same in each sheet. So it depends on which, if the client's on one sheet, it would work. The client's on another sheet, it won't work. Like whoever set these up is a nut. I had no idea what they were doing, which is a big problem. Hold on. I might have found. This is an unchecked one. Clear a cell, alert someone, change a cell. Here it is. This is probably it. Okay, no, you said if the case started date changes, then it's okay to change its coordination?
If the case status and the staffing status and where's the other one? And case status switches to need staffing, it puts it a coordination.
No, that's not what I said. Again, if you change the case started date.
That one's fine.
What?
That one's fine.
That one's fine. Mm-hmm. Then we have another one. So there might be also a domino here because, like, for example, if ready for intake is checked, then it changes the case status to new. I guess that one's fine.
That one's fine.
Probably the second. Then department status intake, here's another change cell. When ready for intake is checked, it changes the staffing department to intake, that's fine. Checkbox. This is the clear cell, alert someone. All right. Are you the one that ran?
Me?
The test that I asked for?
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm looking for the last modified, and I don't see you anyway. Oh, I guess this is a modification of the automation itself. So it's probably even a worse problem then, and it probably won't happen now. The only thing that I can guess based on what I'm seeing is that it's a combo automation. In other words, that there's an automation that changes the case status, and when that automation changes the case status, then a different automation kicks in because the case status has changed. You understand?
It might be multiple.
It might be multiple, which is not good. Untitled. We have to clean all of these up. Filter by active. And then it's changing the department status. It's got to be, so I'm probably going to have to do it myself, because it's possible. The only things that are set up are alerts when you do the change the case status.
Mm-hmm.
It's not set up to do any action. There's alerts and there's actions, right? Alerts just gives an email, and an action changes something.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, when you change the case status to need staffing, it changes the caregiver application. It changes the cell value of the staffing status to need staffing. It changes the cell value of caregiver application to unchecked. Changes the cell value in three-way call to unchecked. I used to be very simple, but there was like five people that decided to have lots of fun with the automations, even though I begged people not to touch them. You know, they want to, and there's about 100 automations, some of them conflicting, some, you know, it's just a mess. So something is definitely triggering it. I have one last thing I'm going to check, which is, I don't actually know. Oh, you know what? Let me just see who the... Let me just see if there is... No. It's a project, unfortunately, because I'm going to probably have to go through all of them. And again, I can see who made these automations. You can also, you know, it is what it is. But there's, I see already a couple of conflicts, and then there's chain reaction ones also. So it's going to be, I'm going to have to get lucky and find it faster. I'm going to have to go through all the active ones, which is like 40, 50. It won't take me too long, but it's not going to happen today.
No, of course not. No.
I mean,
it's fine. Right, I mean, now. We'll monitor it as the cases are entered, so switch it if anything. But
yeah,
don't worry about it.
Because
we'll figure it out.
The step you described to me, you didn't do them one at a time. You did two things at once. So I don't even know which one of those is the trigger. You switched two cells at once, right?
Yeah.
If I can trouble you, send me a quick email with bullet points, the steps you do. And you can stop on the step that it switched out.
Got it.
I'll run through it after hours, okay?
I'll try
to do it as fast as I can.
No worries. I appreciate
it,
Jonas.
Because if you can't see who's staffing, then yeah.
No, yeah, that's a problem. Okay, so I'm going to switch everything back and do it again to make sure which one out of the two columns it is.
Only change one cell at a time, though, so we'll know for sure, okay?
Okay, will do.
Very good.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Got it.
All right, bye.
Bye.